Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, mini boneheads. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Tempe, Arizona, on Wednesday, August 4th, 2 Oceans 13. Last night, I did a stand-up show at the Improv here in Tempe, and I'll play the audio of David Huntsberger playing the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the end of this short shorty. Plugs! There's still some seats for Doug Loves Movies in Tempe tonight, but if you're in the area and listening to this, you probably already know. Pennsylvania, have I got a deal for you? Come see me do stand-up at the Arts Quest Center in Bethlehem on Saturday, September 7th in the evening time. Bring a name tag. And the audience member who wins the Leonard Maltin game that night gets a seat the next day in the Doug Loves Movies taping at the Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia at 4:20. So if you bring a name tag to Bethlehem, be prepared to possibly have to actually sit on stage with me and three other guests the next day in Philly. So you have to, so people are going to be road tripping one way or the other, but as long as you're tripping, that's all I care about, right? Seattle, I'm doing stand-up shows all weekend long at Bumbershoot with folks like Emily Heller and Kyle Dunnigan, plus one Doug Loves Movies taping. That's at the Bagley Wright Theater on Monday afternoon, Labor Day, September 2nd. So take the day off and Bumbershoot it up. That didn't come out right. New York City, Doug Loves Movies returns on Monday, September 9th to the Gramercy Theater. These shows always sell out, so get your tickets. And my last plug, Greatest Movie Ever Rolled, is available tomorrow on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, PlayStation Network, Vudu, Amazon Video, Xbox, and Cable On Demand. I demand you watch it. If you want to, that is. And now, enjoy David Huntsberger versus Tempe. And as always, stealing kids relentlessly is a shithead.
Hey, Tempe, Arizona, are you ready for some Leonard Maltin game? Nice. David Huntsberger is here from Captain Takeoff and very popular podcast. And he gets to choose. Do you guys have some name tags for him to look at? Oh, there's one right up front here that says Emma on it from the Gwyneth Paltrow film.
Oh, that's good.
What's your Man of Steel?
Man of Steve.
Man of Steve. You have always, all night long, I was thinking you look like a Man of Steel.
What is that Gizmo name? Is your name related?
Oh, Gizmo.
It's Mohawk.
Oh, Mohawk Mogwai from the Gremlins. But what's your name?
Jason.
Jason? Did you put your name on that thing?
No.
No? Huh? You just brought it and held it up? That's like a name tag. I just signed a guy's copy of Super High Me. He's holding that up. Which one do you like, David?
I'm going to go with Emma. That looks like
Emma. Can you get up here safely?
She's wearing a skirt. Okay.
Yeah, let's not get crazy. Oh, this gentleman's hopping around.
Nicely done. Hello.
Hi.
Go stand over there next to David. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
That's Emma. She did bring her name tag up, but I'll remember. Probably.
She's handy to you there.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, that's the idea of the name tags, is it helps me. Oh, you got Emma Stone and Emma Watson and Emma Thompson all on your Emma.
Yes.
You're a fucking Emma Asian.
Maybe the Emma Night of Shyamalan.
Are you Italian, Emma? Obscure. Alright, you know how to play this game, Emma?
Yes.
Okay, it's just between you and David, and you're going to win all the stuff in this bag right here if you win today. Let me tell you and the audience what you're playing for. It's a beautiful bag from The Gap. It's got drawstrings on it. And it's got one of David Huntsberger's t-shirts that I think he has two more of to sell after the show tonight.
I'm a big merch guy.
Yeah, big merch guy.
Two shirts.
So it's a fun shirt that says a gentleman with sunglasses that say cool and beer on them.
That is a Professor Blastoff or Captain Takeoff sort of insight.
Well, okay, so you've explained it to me before and I fall asleep during it. I won't drag you through it again.
Okay.
I also brought a copy of my CD Gateway Dud, and I brought a copy of. Remember, David, when somebody gave me this movie?
Yeah, did you watch it?
Fortress, starring Rachel Ward. Somebody gave it to me and said, "You might like this." And I gave it to David, and I said, "Can you watch this?" And then he's like my taster. Like the royal taster. Like I said, "Can you watch this and let me know what you think of it?" And your review was like, "Eh." So I never watched it, and now I'm going to give it away.
I stand by that review. I think that's the appropriate thing to do.
Yeah, you didn't get that into it, so...
They never really explain why they're stealing these kids relentlessly. That's the setup of the movie. This woman just teaches in this weird school in the middle of the outback, and then one day she like looks out the window, and it's these dudes in these bizarre animal masks, like, "We come to take your kids." And then... they just like, take the kids out of the woods, and then the kids escape with this woman. "We lost the kids," and then they chase them around, and then that's just pretty much it.
Emma cannot wait to win this. She's so excited. And then I'm also including, because I was at Comic-Con recently, a comic called Buffalo Speedway Volume 1. And what else is in here? I know there's more. Oh, of course, there's a David Huntsberger sticker that he'll have more of these to give away to everyone after the show if you want a little bit of his art on a sticker. And then I brought the Leonard Maltin game card that has how to play the game all on one tiny card.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's total bullshit.
And a wallet-sized for the Leonard Maltin player on the go.
And a $10 iTunes gift card so you can go buy premium episodes of Dumbo's Movies or Guest Interruption. Or do whatever you want with it. You could buy the latest Macklemore and Lewis.
And congratulations to those of you from the future who used that gift card to buy this episode, because this so far is premium.
I'm not going to charge anybody for this.
This is free premium.
Here we go.
Are you ready, Emma?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay. Are you good?
I really need you to be ready, Emma.
Occasionally.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
I gotta. There's one category that we already did that I need to, and I haven't erased it yet. That's fascinating to all everyone, I'm sure. Come on.
The inner dialogue of Doug going through his phone.
Well, I have to work my way through the letter ball map while also not turning off them recording, so it's very tricky.
I believe you.
Would you like to play A Flock of Seagulls, that's movies with Jason Segel, Steven Seagal, or both? Or, as suggested by Sarcastic Bastard, Less Miserables. And that's movies with either happy, fun, or joy in the title. It's a crazy one. Or would you like Lucky Number 7, and that's a movie where the same actor has played that part at least 7 times.
Yeah. These are all new categories, in my protest.
Oh, you wanted the old ones? Those are a couple of those.
Happy, fun, or joy.
Okay. This movie has happy, fun, or joy in the title. It's from 1996. This is just between Emma and David, so don't yell out if you think you know it. 2 stars from Leonard Maltin for this sporadically funny movie that he says also features Ben Stiller appears in it, unbilled, and Leonard lists 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Emma?
What was the year, 96?
Oh. Yes, it was, 96. It's got happy, joy, or fun in the title.
9 names.
Just shaved off a couple. It's pretty smart.
Don't I know that movie?
Oh, really? Well, what are you going to do about it? You're going to go 0 names?
Yeah, I'll say 0.
You don't want to get into negative names?
Strategy, dude. Okay. See if she goes.
All right. She says 0 names.
I'll go -1.
-1, Dummy.
I'll go -2.
What? He's got to name it, right? Okay, Emma says name it. So you have to name the movie and the top 2 billed people in it.
Could be wrong on the
I second. Think you're going to be wrong. I'm so excited about how wrong you're going to be.
That might be a clue in itself.
Who's coming back tomorrow night for Douglas movie? Just giving you a second here to think. And I look forward to seeing you. You can't ask questions. I look forward to seeing
you. I think I already know what the bullshit second name is going to be, and I'm already furious, but I think it is...
I have a second. I'm talking here. After the show tonight, David and I will both be in the lobby, so if you want pictures or autographs or anything, please come by and see us.
Or one of 2 shirts available.
Yeah, David's selling 2 of those.
There's 1 medium
shirts
and 1 large.
Understand.
I didn't bring any compact discs.
Okay, so what's your incorrect guess?
Happy Gilmore, Adam Sandler, and Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers is 3rd build.
Is it Christopher McDonald?
Is 2nd build, that's right. Emma's our winner! Yeah. You completely fucked it up, dude. What a waste of space you are. Carl Weathers is much more important to that movie.
I'm curious, Doug.
There you go. Congratulations, Emma. Thank you for playing. Thank you to David Huntsberger.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.